Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Miles, I have charges on my credit card that I did not authorize, and they're coming from your company.
Can you provide your zip code?
30629. I spoke with
Thank
someone
you.
earlier today, and I think you're the same company. But she told me that no, these were billed by somebody else. But when I check with my credit card company and they give me the names of the companies and I call their numbers, it comes right back to you.
And what is the name associated with the account?
Judy Conner, CONNER.
Thank you. And can you confirm your address?
2547 Paoli Street, Homer, Georgia, 30629.
And your email address?
Judy F. Connor at iCloud.com.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on the database. And I thank you for your patience. Okay. I see originally you ordered the Stealth Elite drone. Looks like the account has already been handled, as I see that the charge of $67.32 from November 22nd was fully refunded. And then, oh, so you started a new account on December 13th when you paid the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag. But I do see that the charge for the membership, I see that the charge for the membership, what the,
Let me tell you
was
something.
full,
All
it was,
things,
it, you've
the
been
ad
fully
was
refunded.
free. All
You've
you
been
pay is shipping, and that's what I agreed to, the shipping, and that's all. And here y'all start. I'll send your
No,
tax bag back. I didn't want it anyway.
you don't have to send it back, but you've been fully refunded for the 67, any of the 67.32 charges have been fully refunded.
And
So
the
every,
$39.99 for.
the 30, the 39.99 was for the Hero Fit, and that, has not been refunded, but the
What is the
67.32,
hero? What in the world is that? I didn't order that. I don't even know what it is.
well, it's associated with the is this for the tactical bag or what? No, that was for the that was part of the order for the Stealth Elite drone, and it's
No, I didn't agree to that. No, I never agreed to that.
well, see, I understand, and of course you wouldn't or you would how do I say this? You wouldn't think that you agreed to it. Of course you wouldn't think that you agreed to it, but it was part of the offer.
Even mention something like that for $39.99.
Okay, let's see what
It
it
was
let's see.
just brought up to me or presented to me, so I don't know what in the world it is, and I'm not going to pay it
Well,
because I did not.
the $39.99 is a valid charge. However, as a courtesy, I can provide you with a 35% refund of the charge.
No, you can't neither. I'll go to the Better Business Bureau
I can provide
because
you
let
with
me.
a,
I
I
did
can
not
prov,
agree to that. They did not say one thing about a $39.99 charge for. They didn't say one thing about that. That is fraud.
I can provide you with a 50% refund of the charge.
You can provide me with 100%
Sure. I'm going to provide you
credit
with a
and
100% refund of the
charge.
charge. I'm sorry.
I did not agree to that charge. I don't even know what it where it came from.
I'm sorry that I just wanted to, I was trying to, speak in a manner in which you would hear me tell you that I'm giving you a full refund, just to try to, calm you down
That's
and,
fine. Fine, and don't tell me anymore for that
okay.
$39.99 because I did not agree to that.
Let's go ahead and
They didn't
refund
pay
the,
me. me that. So how
it's
can
supposed,
they do that when they don't even ask you about it?
It's
I
supposed
said
to
no. Definitely.
It's supposed to be mentioned in the offer for the Stealth Elite drone where it says, you know, also by ordering the Stealth Elite drone, you get this trial of this hero fit. My best
no,
guess is that the... My
all
best,
they said was the drone was free and all I had to pay was the shipping and handling. So whoever that company is, they are a fraud company. They are a deceiver. I don't think it's your company. I think it's whoever put that ad out. But I guarantee you one thing, I'll never order anything else online.
Well, I mean, you can order stuff online. Just order it from respectable companies like Amazon, eBay, or, you know, maybe
that's
it's a store. Maybe
I
it's
bet
a
you I don't deal with these rinky-dink companies. They're just going to rip you off.
Well, this is not intended to rip anyone off. Whomever orders, so long as they read the terms and conditions of the offer, then they can arm themselves with the knowledge
well,
in the
see,
terms
and... Well,
you
see, the problem is they give you the offer. They don't give you those terms and conditions. I closed it out as soon as I ordered it. They didn't give me terms and conditions. They didn't give me anything.
The terms and conditions are at the bottom of the page.
And that was it. I closed it out. But if you'll give me the $39.99 refund, and I'll be through with this, and I will not deal with them anymore.
Okay. Just basically, if you ever receive an email to your if you ever receive any email that says you've won something, then
oh, yeah,
it wants
I know.
You to it wants
yeah.
you to take a survey or anything like that. Or if you see anything on the internet, anything at all on the internet that says you've won something. And then at the end of it, it says, oh, well, hey, buy this product. Don't do it. Just don't
no,
do it. It because
I will.
Most because never
do what's, on email. I'll delete it immediately as soon as I see it.
Well, what's going to happen is if you do it, it's going to have terms and conditions attached, you know. And, I mean, if you want to order it, I mean, say, for example, you want the Stealth Elite drone. I mean, I guess I shouldn't tell you not to order it outright because technically you could order the Stealth Elite drone and then immediately, because, you know, if you want, so if you see something like that, I mean, well, the first thing that I would recommend you do is call the customer service number just to make sure that if you need assistance, say you receive the Stealth Elite drone and it doesn't work for whatever reason, or it was damaged in shipping and you need another one to be mailed out as a replacement, you know, because it's not your fault that it doesn't work. It's not your fault that it was damaged in shipping. Well, you want to make sure you call the customer service number to make sure you can get some customer service if you need that help. But if you do see something like that, you want the Stealth Elite drone, you just want to pay the shipping, that's fine. Just after you do it, just call customer service and say, hey, I just ordered the Stealth Elite drone, and I want the drone, but I want to cancel. I don't want to be charged another penny from your company. And if you call us, we'll say, okay, I've canceled your account. Here's your cancellation number. Anything else I can help you with? No? Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day. Bada bing, bada boom. You get the Stealth Elite drone. You only pay the shipping. You never get another charge ever again. So, I mean, you can technically get some pretty good deals like that because, I mean, you pay the shipping on the Stealth Elite drone for $8.25 and you could have got the drone for only that. That's a pretty solid offer.
Yeah, that was a solid offer, and that's what I thought I was getting. See, I didn't know they were going to tack on all that other stuff because they didn't tell me about it. I'll just be honest with you. As soon as I ordered it, paid that, I left that website. And I didn't see anything else but the $8.25 charge. I didn't see any terms and conditions or anything like that. But, Miles, I appreciate you explaining that to me. I'll remember that in the future. Like I say, I'll never order from these rinky-dink companies anymore.
Well, I mean, you can. Just do like I said. You know, if you order something like that, you can order a Stealth Elite drone or maybe something else. You know, just first call customer service before you even enter the first letter of your first name. Call customer service to make sure they have helpful and friendly customer service representatives. And then also you'll know that it's a legitimate company, because if you call the customer service number and it just goes, you know, this number is disconnected or is no longer in service. Or if you tell them what you're talking about ordering and they're like, ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. We sell cosmetics. You know, you got the wrong number or whatever the case may be. Then you know, well, apparently it's a scam because they've done put some customer service number down for another company to try to make themselves seem legit. But if you get customer service like me and it's somebody that's helpful and friendly, then you can say, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. And then immediately after I order it, I'm going to call them back. And then I'm just going to tell them, I ordered it. I want the product. I want to cancel it now. I don't want any future charges. And okay. The account will be canceled. You'll get a good deal on some cool product that you want, and you'll never be charged in the future. And that's going to save a lot of headache and hassle. And you wouldn't even have to worry about reading any terms and conditions technically in that particular type of an instance. But the $39.99 refund will be appearing to your account within about 5 to 7 business days. So do be on the lookout for that. Of course, your account's canceled. It was already canceled when you called in. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
That's all I needed, Miles. I appreciate your help, and I appreciate your explanation. And now I know in the future to leave these things alone.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand that. And also another thing, I don't know if you're aware of it, but if you get an email in your email inbox, before you click on that email, you have iCloud. I don't know how iCloud works, but you can typically see, like, it'll have a sub, like, it'll say the name of whoever is sending you the email. Like, right now, looking at my email, I see an email from Amora Coffee, because I like Amora Coffee. So if I put my mouse where it says Amora Coffee, it'll show me the email address that sent that email to me. And from Amora Coffee, it says hello@amoracoffee.com. Well, because it says hello@amoracoffee.com, then I know that that email was sent from Amora Coffee, and that's a legitimate email. But if I go down to where it says, where's that one that I had? And it won't take me, but it's Ace Confirmation. So it says confirmation, and then it has my email address name. It says order number 48752-11 Craftsman Generator, and then I can kind of see a little bit about what it says. It says congrats, and then it's saying my email address name and not my name. But if I put my mouse, where it says Ace Confirmation, I can see that the email address that sent me that email is 89GH4ERS984GH.HED*HED*9AE0D368@drawinisa.life. Now, does that sound like a legitimate email?
No, absolutely not.
Now, if it was an Ace confirmation from Ace Hardware, then the email should be, you know, something like, maybe it might say contest@acehardware.com or support@acehardware.com or something official, but not this bundled, jumbly bunch of numbers and letters at drawinisa.life. What in the world? See, they're relying on people not to do their diligence some people don't even know that they can do that. Some people just click on it and think, oh, confirmation, I want a generator. Let me click on this immediately. And it's like clicking on one of those emails that I'm sure they still go out, but they used to be real popular back in the day, and they sure go out. The ones from the Nigerian prince who needs to send you some money because the Nigerian militia is coming after his money, and they're coming after him, so he needs to send you $25,000 Nigerian whatever they call their money, and he needs you to deposit it in your account to keep it safe so the Nigerian militia can't get his money, and he's going to give you $10,000 of that for holding. It's like a big – that's the – people have fallen for that email. It's so – I just don't understand how people fall from an email from a Nigerian, like some guy, some Nigerian prince really got your email address and really sent you an email. No, come on now.
No, absolutely. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. So, okay, Miles, I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome.
You've helped me out. I'm 72 years old, so I'm not very savvy when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I appreciate you explaining it to me. You've explained it to me better than my kids did. So now I know what to look for. And I thank you so much, Miles.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, I'm real tech savvy, and I'm pretty, I'm good with computers and what have you, and I just like to try to help people. You know, that's why I've been doing this for 21 years. Now, not customer service for these same companies that I'm helping you with today. It's been all kinds, because I work at a call center that gets paid to answer the phone for, you know, very many different companies, and I've been doing this for 21 years because I like to help people. So if I get that opportunity to tell you the same type of information that I would tell my friends or my family, you know, then I'll be then I'm happy to do that for you, because, you know, I may not know you, but I care about you as a person, and I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you, and I wouldn't want anyone to take advantage of you. So, you know, it's just, you know, my due diligence to try to, you know, make sure I provide you with the best and most accurate and most helpful information possible.
Okay, and I appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, that's all I needed. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate you, and I thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful day and a very happy new year.
Happy new year to you, and you have a great day also.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You too. You're welcome. Bye-bye.